Dr. Pathway listeners. This is the Sunday, March 25th edition of Parker Pathways. I want to say hello to all the Parker Pathway listeners that contacted me from the last show, which had to do with many aspects of controls of information by executive order from the president who wanted to take over the information from the EPA and the FDA, close EPA libraries and keep it from the public and scientists. Today we're going to go into the various companies again and how various people are making money on it in terms of research and development and concepts that are going in an international way. Several months ago on Parker Pathway Show, I talked extensively about China treaties concerning food and processing of food. And it may have a great more meaning when you consider domestic pets that have been poisoned by various forms of insecticides in Chinese grains. This has been going on for a long time, and my question that I'm going to be posing today is throughout the whole eclectic subject matter that we're going to cover today, is if you can have the FDA talk about insecticides in grains for pet food or even some human food that spins off from pet food, then why do we have fluoride in the water, which happens to be a rat poison? And I have a couple of shows coming up. I've interviewed some real experts on this subject. And it's a very interesting question. And so today we're going to take a whole mixture of subjects that may look as if between medicine law and politics, they'll be eclectic. But if you follow the dots carefully, you will see how the network of all of this aspect of things connect with each other. And what I'm suggesting for the Parker Pathway listeners is to go to the homepage of Republic Broadcasting .org and go to the homepage and click on collateral health damage, chloramine causing collateral health damage, which I exposed nationally in the year 2003. And click that, make a print of it, take it to your city council, take it to your legislators, take it to your board of supervisors, take it to the people who are in charge at the moment of all of the decisions that affect your water supply and some to your food supply, and then come back to this show, and you can ask the questions, and people can ask questions from that document, which has been translated in many languages, and is a cornerstone for starting this whole movement nationally for an amendment to the Constitution that we have a right to vote on our food and water. When we come back from the other side of the break, I'll give you the outline of several things we'll be covering in the show and some discussions about what I wrote, chloramine causing collateral health damage. See you at the other end of the break. Call in 800-313-9443.
Ever climbing as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who is responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
On Parker Pathways and the Parker Pathway listeners coming in the other way on the other end of the break here. And one of the things I want to remind listeners is that, as I understand it, very good news. The archives are back up, and it's possible for you to go to the archives and listen to some of the previous shows. You can also have these as focus comments on other shows to ask questions and to develop this whole concept that I'm trying to develop, to have an amendment to the Constitution and have a grand jury of science and technology in the United States of America. And also, I'll be develop all kinds of other aspects of things that I'm developing show by show, which is getting into the concept of the control of healthcare and other political aspects of what is happening with the control of the water by corporations from foreign countries, and how this is developing into a full-scale different configuration of policymaking, of which you can do something about. I wanted to make a comment on the chloramine causing colloidal health damage. One of the aspects of this is that when I first started on this whole discovery of contaminants and disinfectant byproducts, which the government knew, and they knew it years ago, and I've given all kinds of medical references of work that's been done on humans, and how that also influences a lot of decisions that we have in terms of how we try to solve things. You know, you can't solve things unless you have a way to implement them in invention. And on February this year, not only did the President of the United States put out the executive order on the control of information by department heads from the EPA and the FDA, which I'm going to go into in a little more length here in a minute. But what we have lost is in the patent office, the discovery disclosure program is gone. This mechanism was something that nearly 16 to 20 million inventors could rely on, you know, yearly to put in a document to the patent office indicating that they had discovered their idea. The disclosure document program is not a patent, but is a protection of your idea for a period of 2 years, of which you could refer back to in case of any kind of a potential challenge in prior art from another patent when you filed a patent. In other words, you could do several strategies. You could have the disclosure document, and then you could have what's called a provisional application, if you like, which is good for 1 year. You have to file a non-provisional patent within that 1 year, or you could file a non-provisional patent right after filing the discovery disclosure. And this would be an explanation of your idea, and it would be on file. At the end of 2 years, the patent office would destroy it. And it was a very good program. It was placed in the basic subsections of patent law 150 years ago and was protected by the Constitution of the United States. And I consider this an enormous blow to the patent system. The reasoning is that people don't need to protect their idea from there because the whole thing, it comes down to the fact that the patent law has been changed so that you have to publish your patent within 18 months before even before it's issued. And, of course, this gives the opportunity for foreign governments to see your idea. And you can opt out or redact out or to say within 45 days of any kind of issue or filing date of your patent that you don't want it published. But the point is that you still, in the long run, cannot refer back to the day that you conceived your idea and have it protected. To me, this is an aberration of the Constitution of the United States on all forms. That little move, everybody can talk about anything they want. You can talk about global warming and act like you know about it, and you think you got something going on. And global warming cannot be taken care of without somebody developing innovation. And I have a lot of things to talk about on that subject today in terms of what I see as a tax scheme. But the whole point out is that you cannot protect that concept unless you develop an innovation. And the biggest innovation that the United States can come up with is to spend 2 million gallons of water for a 150-acre farm to produce ethanol and have it promoted to the public in drag racing. So it still comes down to the fact the innovation concept from that does not take care of the fact that we don't have rebuild of refineries. We have the Chinese off of the Gulf of Mexico. We have the President of the United States talking to the President of Mexico saying, well, it's okay if we place oil wells down there. We want to drill there if you bring your people to America. I mean, it's a trade-off. All of these things are part of the ecology of mixing with aquifers of water. To be able to work it through, and the collateral health damage is very extensive in talking about what happens inside the body. And I have made a contention, I've made it, that if you have the process of being, I call in collateral health damage by chloramine, we are being called a human processing plant by public utility commissions who set up websites throughout this country. They have one on the West Coast, which is all biased and contracted in such a way to work it through. We are being asked to process the toxins, the disinfectant byproducts, the bromides, the things that have absolute killing machine qualities that cause neural tube defects, and the bromides that are being exposed now. I'll be talking a few. I'll mention them again on this show. But this all intertwines in the idea of the President of the United States on this executive order to change the way, for instance, the EPA conducts the fact that they are going to close six of their libraries to the public and to scientists and disband them and keep the public away from that information. So it's a whole process by which if you take the innovation at the beginning of the chain of thought, change it at the end of the where you have to shut down or cut across the seven EPA libraries across the country, changing the way that libraries are open or used by scientists and agency, even the agency employees, and citizens looking for information about public health and environmental hazards in their neighborhoods. You shut that off. You are now doing exactly what happens in government. You do not control the element in the government. You control the people. And the way you control the people is through the information. And this is not new news. This came out of the grace of Descartes in the philosophy of life. It came out in certain presidents who made those statements. Thomas Jefferson, the reason that they contributed out to the Constitution for the protection of patents was the base of the idea of having the people have access to their own idea to be protected and to have information that backs it up to be how it's implemented is the key to commerce. It's the key to development. It's the key to innovation. Instead of saying, well, we're going to have carbon tax credits to solve the global warming situation, as if you're going to exchange money for the concept of what is going to happen on the national scene and also what's in the global market. So the whole process here is serious. We have again, this is another situation where people should be rising up and with pitchforks in hand and scaling the castle. And work with this is difficult if a society, as it is in America, saying, well, healthcare thinking is that it's a right. You don't have to pay for it. Okay? And yet you've got the same culture who is going through on a national scale stealing domestic dogs so they could use it for partners for dog fighting so they can make money on the side. This is the kind of process by which was in all kinds of social planning way back when people say, well, if we have a process by which we have immigration, we can increase our workforce, and this will develop a different process by which we look at things. Well, you take the town of Willits, California. They have a chromium plant there. And a lot of people say, well, the chromium plant's been there for a long time. That's really not the cause of their problem. The point is that the government has known that the people have been dying there. And Willits, essentially, in California, has a contamination problem through the chromium in the water that comes from the chromium plant. But the public, the people in Willits, so the point of that whole facet of the thing, for the past 10 years, nobody told them. And that Willits growing plant's been there for years. Some people say, well, we just play in the brown stream, we didn't know. So where was that information? That was in the EPA library. We come back from the other end of the break, we're going to kick this all up another notch and get down and dirty with some very real issues relating to what I've been talking about.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Pathways, and we're beginning to see a pattern of what I call information control and what I call conceptual designs that are very, very interesting. The conceptual design concept is something like this. You put out a product and you you market test it by even though you know it's contaminated. You have such things as this didn't happen in a mineral water, but there's a mineral water label that is called Genetic, and it's from Austria, and it has arsenic in the bottled water. It's really suggested that you don't drink it, and you can take it off the shelf and take a look at it and hope that you can understand the label. The conceptual design matrix is used in corporations all the time. A good example is the $246 billion tobacco settlement. Now, the states that receive the most money in these settlements, of course, they, a lot of these states, they really didn't use the money for taking out, changing civil suits for health care problems. And it was really the foundation for the present thinking, which is called personalized medicine. Now, the states that got the most money in chronological order was Florida, and out of the billion, they got about $3 billion, Texas, $3 billion, Mississippi, $1.4 million, Massachusetts, $775 million. New York, $625 million. Louisiana, $575 million. Michigan, $450 million. Washington, D.C., $418 million. Ohio, $265 million. From the tobacco settlement. Oklahoma, $250 million. Maryland, $132 million. Illinois, $121 million. Missouri, $111 million. Hawaii, $90 million. Iowa, $85 million. South Carolina, $83 million. Puerto Rico, $75 million. Utah, $65 million. Kansas, $54 million. And New Mexico, $25 million. Making the total coming out to the $246 billion. Now, that money was shuffled in such a way that it went through a period of buying sprees, handed out to various special interest groups of their own. And this is what I'm talking about in terms of having a grand jury of science and technology. What you have here is a system by which you do not have an input as to how the allocations of the money based upon an adverse effect of a decision to have a product that caused the death of millions of people. The figure that I have from the brief on the amount of money that I just read to you is enough money to take care of the full Medicare system for 5 years. And the law firms that have lobbyists who end up being chiefs of staff to people in the Senate, like Jay Himbach, these are names that you wouldn't normally know. Like he's Jay Himbach is chief of staff for Senator Sherrod from Sherrod Brown from Ohio. There is a lot of money exchange that comes in terms of the management base. They all deny it. Well, we're helping the people. The people never see that kind of money in terms of helping them. At the same time, you have a bill that Nancy Pelosi pulled together to have deadlines for wars and all the rest of it. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that the additions, for instance, for $60 million to go to the spinach industry, because that's how much they lost because of their E. coli infections, which are still, as of yesterday, are still being promoted, that is feral pigs and a cow farm that was next to a central California spinach farm, never addressing, really, the recycled water that was used in the irrigation system throughout this country and the mixed water that's used from mixed well water from the recycled water, which is even more contaminated, on the irrigation systems within the states. If you look at the maps that the government has, you'll discover that it is impossible to take a processing plant and just say you're going to sell a bag of spinach to somebody and have that not happen and have this cover-up of the recycled water system in our food supply. When we come back on the other end of the break, we're going to gingerly tip into a national scandal attached to these things.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing. and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Tobacco settlement in terms of the $246 billion and how the tobacco company is really answering these kinds of things by launching really what are called candy flavored cigarettes. And that's their answer to create a new market. And of course, the tobacco people, you know, have a mass market in other countries. To work things out in terms of their profit. But the whole thing comes down to the fact that because of the amount of information we have to cover today, this is the whole issue of determining what is exactly within the politic concept of how the government operates versus the amount of money that's placed in these states as a result of a verdict like this. None of that money really went to where it needed to go, and somebody got it. The law firms got some money, true, and other people got some money. Why is there such an objection to repairing the infrastructure of the United States of America under the $1.5 trillion, which is going to be reached next month? Okay. And what we have here is that that $1.5 trillion for the Iraqi war, well, the whole point is that that's insurance policy money. And that's being paid by the United States to change the priorities to give the corporations a real-world leverage within the global market. And most of the outsourcing that goes on in terms of real-world product design and product manufacture is controlled by being able to control the information by the decision makers that run the government agencies, and that's real world. That's real world positions that are done. This was done at the Al Gore testimony, where Nancy Pelosi held up her gavel and said, "I'm in charge. I am the one who's making the decision." No, lady, you're not the one in charge. The one in charge is in Peking. The one in charge is in Ontario. The one in charge is in Norway. The one in charge is in the Swiss bank, Abel Esselgott. The one who's in charge is in the German bank system. The one who's in charge is the one who is running the money through the South American banks to Al-Qaeda. And the thing comes in into Iran. And the Russians, who already control the regions in terms of Iran and around the rest of it, have their banks in their country, and they pass the money in India. No, lady, you're not in charge. I understand we have a caller, John from Tennessee. John?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello, Tennessee. How are you?
How are you?
Great.
Listen, I think I'm way off topic, so if you want, I can just call back later. But I called in a few weeks ago. I don't know if you recall.
Yes.
We were talking about the water.
Yes, go right ahead.
Okay, well, I appreciate you letting me go off topic. I was interested in what you were talking about. Listen, Dr. Parker, I was talking to you a few weeks ago about a problem I was having with a rash that I felt was unexplained. Thought I'd let you know where I'm at, what I've been doing, and the results.
Yeah, well, you go right ahead, John.
Well, I have I started taking some fish oil, which helped. And I'm about a week and a half into a full-body cleanse, and the results have been remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
I have tremendous energy. I've lost about 15 pounds of weight,
mm-hmm.
and I'm hoping. I don't know what you think about these cleanses, but this one really seems to be doing the job.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could tell me a little bit about that. Maybe what I might be able to expect, I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, well, it's kind of hard to predict what to expect when you try certain things on yourself, and you know that. First of all, I'll give you all the good news, and if there's any bad news, I'll let you know. Here we go. Your fish oil system, any kind of omega or trans fat systems are absolutely excellent for you for two reasons. First of all, it's an absolute myth that the concept of the trans fat system is bad for you. You need the trans fat system to make what's called a CIS, a fatty acid, which is very necessary for your heart and your circulatory system to work through. Now, the reason toxins accumulate is one thing, but to not know what the rash is a real disadvantage because you don't know where the rash came from. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what you came in contact with. You don't know what you've ingested. You don't have anything. But my suspicion is one, the obvious one, which it could be an allergy or it could be something else, because we don't want to make a diagnosis over the radio. But the whole thing is that the contact with contaminated materials is absolutely what's going on in America. You have a symptomology that's going on in America. My the best guess. Is that we have about two-thirds of the United States of America has got a rash. And the calls that I get and the information I get is from hundreds of people who filter this information to me, and they say, "Look, I got a rash on my leg, I got it on my stomach, I got it on my back, I got anything." And they say, "Did I eat something?" And I said, "No, you drank water." And the whole mm-hmm. thing comes down to the fact. And, in fact, I've been pretty aggressive and non-political and not politically correct. And I say, look, get off of it. Figure it out. You've got contaminated water and contaminated food. Period. And the thing is, and once they started to change that aspect, things happened that were for the better. The other aspect of this, to tie in what I'm saying about the contamination, any kind of bowel cleansing, as long as it's not harsh, is going to be good for you because you're excluding out the various forms of fermented toxins that are in the intestine. You can, for instance, if you're on a TV and the thing is you're looking at it, I can't tell you how many colonic and kinds of of paid advertisements for people that are selling powders, liquids, injections, everything you can have that you
can
think.
Well, I'm actually using the – can I mention the name?
Go ahead. You know, we'll just act like you didn't do it. You know.
Okay. Well, it's the Dr. Natura.
Uh huh.
And that it is. It's remarkable.
Yeah. Well, I believe in cleansers that work, but I'll tell you what I believe in even more, John, and that is things that are detoxifiers. In other words, things that have what I call wheatgrass thinking. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
You know, are you in a? You got a lot of background noise there.
Well, I had to go to my headset. I'm going through a truck scale, and I'm not supposed to be on the phone. So.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah, I know. Yeah, but there's something else that I want to say here that that is very important that ties in with one of the subjects that I'm going to be covering in Parker Pathways today, and that is something that bothers me terribly. This has to do with microplasmas, and there are, microplasmas are a very large group of families of fungicides and mycotics and things. There are over 200 species of microplasmas, and any kind of natural plant of the wheatgrass family, for one thing, that you took that a little each day and just drank some of it. You could add and clear out the other part of the toxins. In other words, when you do colonics or you clean out the intestines, that's good. But what I see in the suspicions of the toxins that are in the food and water, they have the mycoplasmas in there, and these mycoplasmas are hard to test for. They were used biological warfare during the 40s. The government bred them, the Brucellus bacterium particularly, and then that went latent for a while. And then, it's very real world what I'm talking about. This, we all have mycoplasmas in our body, but we get them triggered by these toxins that are in the lower intestine. So I think that your outcome, I hope, will continue the way it is. And it sounds like you're on a real path there, but I want to give you that extra boost and tell you to try to get a little wheatgrass or some in the wheatgrass family and take a sip of that a day to continue the good nature of things. Oh, and the other thing, make sure that you replace your lactobacillus in your stomach.
I'm doing that. I'm using probiotics.
Probiotics, absolutely right to do, because that's smart. That's smart. Because if you do that, then you have a chance for your body to reprogram, and it does do that, reprogram for the good digestion.
Well,
okay?
I just want to tell everyone that's listening on the radio, I mean, this is a, doctor, it is a strange topic. But to me, just in the last 2 weeks, people, it's of the utmost importance.
Are you... I'm going to give you my hard copy address. I know you probably have nothing. You can't write because you're driving.
Okay, give me 1 minute and I'll put my recorder on. Just 2 seconds.
You okay?
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, it's Wind Research Center, P.O. Box 864, Millbrae, California, 94030.
All right, I appreciate it.
You give me some hard copy of anything, and I'll answer you the other way, too. Okay,
John?
All right,
I appreciate it, Doctor. Thank you for your show.
Oh,
and,
absolutely.
Once again, it is important, so consider it.
Oh, yeah, we might even talk him up for a sponsor for our show here.
All right, thank you.
Okay, John.
Bye-bye.
Good luck. Now, a call from John is the very thing that the General Accounting Office is saying is happening in our country, but no one's doing much about it. They call it under the guise of food safety. And there's a lot of drops in their percentage of how many people have food-borne problems. But they do not give credence to people like John and his problem, which is really about two-thirds of the American public. And in fact, I heard some bogus thing from some senator just this past week that, well, it's like the third world. He says, you know, people have organisms and things in the water. What's that disease they have over there in Rwanda? What is that? What is it? Starts with an S. And I said, well, it's schistosomiasis. I said, they've had that before the Bible was written. And they still haven't solved their problem because the monies and the billions that have been put over the years, they haven't worked on changing their water supply and how they do the irrigation. Well, you know, they think it's in. He leaves up the United Nations and that type of thing. So they all get out of the conversation that way. But the whole process of how we implement the monies, let's say we want to play the law game. The law game is like on the tobacco settlement. We do not have enough money coming in the other way to be able to augment the cost that that Congress doesn't want to give. But at the same time, there's a bill by Nancy Pelosi that has all the tags on it. You've got the farmers who need money because of the freeze. Fine, they do. The spinach people. So they lost a market, but they lost a market to their own cover-up. All right? And the whole thing comes down to the fact that everything from potatoes, the potato farmers didn't use the proper insecticide that was recommended to them that would have lasted for 4 days to save the potato crop in America. Instead, you got $100 billion right into that. Well, the whole point is, of course, when all these folks go back to their districts, then they can say, well, President Bush vetoed the Iraqi spending bill, and so therefore that's why you have a problem, and so forth. And that's what the Pelosi strategy is. But she's open about it. You know, she doesn't hide that. And the whole process of this is that we're playing shell games like the carbon credit concept was masked in the Al Gore testimony on global warming. And all of the processes that go on in being able to determine, for instance, the amotericin, which was the poison that came from the Chinese wheat, and they went into the cat food and dog food. That's been flown in for years. So it's a very interesting story as to how the politics and the money is. And they say, well, if you have a problem, we'll subsidize the pet food industry. Well, fortunately, you know, the pet food industry is being very generous by saying they're going to pay for the responsibility of the vet bills and the rest of it. But there's a whole world of avoidance in special interest groups who take the issue. For instance, when I started this in the year 2003 and exposing it to the United States of America, that chloramine would change the islet cells of the pancreas and develop all kinds of immunological disorders if you had a liver that was not functioning correctly, you would have thought that I was talking about something that well, we can't talk about that. We got to keep that quiet. Even though the chloramine is supposed to kill Cryptosporidium giardia, which is a liver fluke, but it's not doing that. That is not the simplistic point. The point is that the pipes in this country that flow the water are rotten, and no one has taken the issue as President Roosevelt wanted to have happen. When they put in the, as I read the history of the WPA to make those pipes and work those infrastructures, they were to be repaired every 30 years. Instead, the money went as it was in the tobacco verdicts of the $246 billion. There's a website that you can go to concerning the pet food. It's www.tinyurl.com/2PN6MN. And you can follow what I'm talking about, because I'm going to pick it up on the next show. And it's a real blockbuster. I'll talk to you in a few minutes on the other side of the break. Call in is 800-313-9443.
Did you hear about Joe Bannister, IRS Special Agent Criminal Investigator that quit the IRS a few years ago because the IRS failed to show him the law or legal authority for ordinary Americans like you and me to file and pay income tax?
What do you mean? Everyone knows that you have to file and pay income taxes.
Well, not only did the IRS fail to show Joe Bannister a law that requires you and me to file and pay income tax when Joe was working for the IRS, but even after Joe quit the IRS, the IRS failed to show up to several debates that the IRS was invited to debate Bannister about the legality of the income tax.
Wow, this is amazing information. Where can I find out more about this?
Go to the website at www.livefreenow.org. That's 760-868-4271. And the website is www.livefreenow.org.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
This is Parker Pathways, and I understand that we have a caller from Pennsylvania. Mike from Pennsylvania, are you online?
Yes, sir. Do you hear me?
I sure do, Mike.
Okay.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you, sir. Is it so that you are some type of scientific professor?
If I'm not, I should be, and I have been said many times that I am.
Okay, very well, sir. You are familiar with the upper atmospheric spraying. Some folks know it by the chemtrails.
I've heard more about chemtrails, and I think I should know. Go ahead.
Well, sir, you spoke of this funding, and we're a bit concerned how they're mysteriously funding all these extra sprays up there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know anything right off about who's funding that?
Well, The idea of funding for that is what I call a very serious question of mixed bag information.
Right. Well, okay, go ahead.
Yeah. See, first of all these years that those chemtrails have been sprayed, it's been close to a national secret, or a lot of misinformation that's going to the public about it.
Yes.
And a lot of people who, under the flag of signing disclaimer forms before they get into the airplanes, some of them have said they put the tanks in, connect the hoses, they think they know what's in there, but most of them don't.
Correct.
You know, and I the reason I'm having problems with it is that okay, if you want to dump something, you're dumping it under the theory, the engineering and physics theory of dilution. The dilution theory has been used since the 30s, even before that. When you read the physics books, the idea that you can put things in the water, like in the ocean, because they figure, well, it's going to dilute. If you put it in the air, it's going to dilute. Now, if you put something in that form to dilute something, then you are putting something that shouldn't be there. That's the way I look at it in law of physics. I mean, you cannot place something, like in bioengineering, you can't place a gene where it doesn't want to go.
Yes, sir.
So you can put chemicals in a place that they don't want to go, but chemicals make their own world.
So in their own twisted brains, they consider it safe if it's diluted.
Yeah.
Sir, another question. But what part of the country are you located in?
Oh, I really rather not say, because I don't want anybody to try to shut me up, you know.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, then you might want to check back in the RBN archives there. Have you heard of a Mr. Mike Castle?
The name sounds familiar.
Okay, sir. I think you're going to absolutely find out some things. John Stadmiller had him on as a guest. If you would so kindly go back into the archives.
Mm-hmm.
He was on roughly a month or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
And his name is Mike Castle. He mm-hmm. had him on for 2 hours. And he's up here in Columbus, Ohio.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he has got a petition going, sir. You want to make a constitutional change. He wants the upper atmospheric spraying stopped also. Not a petition, but he has a cease and desist any atmospheric spraying of any substance.
Mm-hmm. The thing about that is that once they take the deteriorated uranium and the boron out of the spraying, the chromium picolate out of the spraying, the disintegrated gases from the Second World War out of the spraying, those chemtrails would go away. That's what's in that moisture.